you've made it through another week. And now, you don't know what to watch. Can't Netflix and chill, because it's been family movie night ever since the damn Rona hit. Not to worry, these bros got you covered. With reviews on movies and streaming shows. Even YouTube. And yes, I said YouTube. This is the Bro Rants Movie Review Show. Better grab some popcorn. It's gonna be good.
God, it's Friday. Friday! Dude, I think that's like your new intro.
It might be. I don't know.
It's like stamped in there now. I was like, am I to blame for this? Because I've told you, like, someone complimented it and all of a sudden you ran with it. That's only 1%. That's like...
That's all I need is that one. Yeah. Whoever said that, I forgot who you told me who said that.
Oh, my niece.
Your niece. Hey, this is for you, niece.
But family don't count.
I got to have one fan.
Yo, but...
Friday.
Oh, my gosh. To me, I'm like, it don't really count if it's family.
Man, are you crazy?
Yeah, but what if she's the 1% and there's like 99% are like, yo, can you stop screaming Friday?
You know what? It don't matter. I'm going for that 1%.
It don't matter.
Aren't billionaires 1%?
Yeah, exactly. But this is like the reverse of it, man. It's not the good stuff if it's just 1%.
So now I'm the reverse Flash now. Okay, I get it.
Speaking of, man, how was your week?
Oh, my week has been super busy with my job and my kids. They are wearing me out.
Your kids are wearing you out?
Oh, because...
That is not new. That's not new.
They're really into basketball now, and so we play basketball almost every night.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Oh, you mean at night?
Well, you know, in the evenings after work.
Okay.
I get out.
Going to the gym, or are you playing at the courts?
We play at Airport Road Park.
Airport Road Park.
You know, off of Williamson, Airport Road, next to the fire station and the middle school.
Do you know what I asked you? Asked a simple question.
Oh, I gave away. Oh, you know what?
You gave location, everything. I said was
just in case some other ballers want to come through and play with us.
Come
through.
Yeah. What about some people? What about people who want to, some stalkers or someone to find you? Want to find a Friday guy? You're gonna find an Airport Road and
Hey, come over there. We'd be waiting for you to hoop y'all out anyway.
All right. Look, Ray wants to ball with some. What is this? What are you trying to hustle people?
Nah,
and one moves and stuff.
It's just for them, man. They love it. So I'd rather them being outside playing about. Even though I'm tired, I'm like dead tired. I'd rather just take a shower and chill and relax.
Yeah.
And read up for the show. But what I do is I say, you know what? They want to play basketball, they want to go outside. No devices. So okay, great.
That's good. Not only that, you're getting cardio out of there. You stay in the shade. How long do you guys stay out there normally?
It's probably for an hour. Usually it's like 2 hours or hour and a half.
Is there bodies out there, or are you guys the only bodies?
No, it's there are bodies out there, but it's not like real hoopers. It's usually like...
Oh, now I see why you're doing it.
Mediocre,
Raymond,
you know.
Raymond Ballin, for his own ego, he'd be playing against some handicapped kids, some fucking eighth graders. Yo, Raymond's towering over these people.
Hey, you know what else be happening out there? It'd be the little kids trying to act crazy out there, right? And they're like I put my keys on one time on another court by accident.
Yeah.
So we were going to play over there. Then I walked over to our court, and some kid walked by and kicked my keys.
Oh, wow.
Right? And I heard him kick it, right? And then he kicked it again to the grass, right? So I said, oh, yo, yo, yo. Yeah. Yo, yo. I said, you kicking my keys? And the little dude was like, no, 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 sir. No, sir. Wow. I'm sorry, sir.
Yeah.
And he went and grabbed my keys and handed it to me. I said, you lying to me, aren't you? You know, and I thought about it for a second. I'm punking a little kid, but that's not in my demeanor.
No.
But the way he did it, like he had, like he didn't even care. Like he saw somebody's keys and he thought it was nothing to him. But to me, I was like,
yeah,
respect somebody's keys, man.
Nah, to me, you had the right to do that. Hell no. Yeah, that's your keys. That's your property. That's not you. That's your vehicle, man.
No, he's just kicking him into the grass. Like, if I didn't hear it, if I wasn't even there, I wouldn't have heard. I would have lost my keys.
Yeah, that's crazy shit. Yeah, these kids are devils these days, man.
They are, man. They don't care. They do not care.
Lied right to your damn face.
No respect.
What the hell did the keys got to do with the dude? And you know it was on a damn... Is it a basketball/tennis court?
No, it was just a basketball court. Oh, okay. Tennis courts are separate from it. Tennis courts around it, but it was a basketball court, definitely.
Oh, okay. Well, if for those who don't know, Florida likes to share its courts.
Oh, yeah, sometimes.
With tennis people. 90% of these courts have a green box and a net coming through the side of it.
But not a tennis court shut themselves with the pickleball courts.
I've seen that. Yeah, I see that coming up on the rise. The pickleball.
Gotta get you out there one day.
One day. Speaking of one day,
yes,
it's Friday.
It's definitely Friday.
What do we do on Fridays?
Movie reviews.
Okay, guys. So Raymond wanted to review this, and I was like, okay.
I should have listened.
Yeah, you should have listened.
I should have listened.
Wanted to review it, Coming to America.
Out of respect, you know, for my man Eddie, you know, who doesn't love Eddie Murphy?
Hey, to me, when I heard it was coming back, and I was like, oh, shoot, you know, they're doing it, and I seen all the, you know, I seen 90% of the cast still there. I was like, oh, that's cool. That's awesome, you know.
Eddie Murphy, Arsenio Hall.
30 years later?
I wouldn't have seen him, Arsenio Hall, in comedy before COVID.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
How was it?
He's pretty good. He still got it.
Oh, man. He changed the late night game. You know, the show. When he was hosting Arsenio Hall show.
Yeah, Arsenio Hall show. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they changed it, man.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, so Raymond came to me to watch this film. I'm going to let him take over since this is his baby.
All right, so Coming to America, guys. It's the African monarch Akeem learns he has a long lost son in the United States and must return to America to meet this unexpected heir and build a relationship with his son.
Sounds good. Let's go ahead and play the trailer.
Let's get it.
Just discovered that I may have a son here in this land.
How much child support is she getting from?
The king pays no child support.
No child support for 30 years and you came back? You was a dummy.
Hello, I am Akeem Jaffer, king of Zamunda. You are the heir to the throne.
Yes, my father.
He's supposed to be like the prince of Wakanda.
Wakanda is a fictional place.
Not to everybody.
Zamunda is a very real nation.
I don't need no handout.
Wait a minute.
All right, I'm going to pack.
Okay, baby.
Presenting King Akeem's son from America.
And my mom's.
And his mom's.
Children, this is your brother.
Hey, Quang. I'm sorry I slept with your man.
This happened before we even met.
It's not like you're the first man I've ever been with.
I haven't met. What did you just say about the other man?
Coming to America, now it's coming to me.
I always thought that Mika was going to be queen.
A woman isn't allowed to rule Zamunda. It's the law.
Did it ever occur to you that Mika wanted to be your heir?
Would you dare banish me from my own bedroom?
How you doing, Akeem?
I'm getting it from everywhere. I have upset my family.
You must be strong.
And General Izzy would love nothing more than to take over Zamunda.
Raise it higher!
I'm a king, I'm a
put your hands together!
What if I dance?
Say it again!
Give me all this party over here!
I must admit, your style is far into my kingdom, but it's impressive.
That's right.
There you go.
Let me hear you say, hey, ho.
Hey, ho.
No, don't do that. That's his mother.
Oh, don't you say that.
No, not to his mother.
I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king, I'm a king. What if
almost ready to become a prince.
Almost.
It is time.
Ceremonial circumcision.
Bring forward the royal machete.
Machete?
They're going to sharpen you too, nephew.
Coming to America, now it's coming to me. Coming to America.
So,
what'd you think?
Okay. After my second attempt to watch this, to watch this movie, I could only watch maybe 30, 45 minutes of it before I, mine ain't been that long, though, before I passed out. Like, both times it was around the same place.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, it was pretty bad. I mean, it was pretty bad. I was like, no.
Wow.
No.
Wow. Okay.
This was an awful pick. I mean,
uh-huh.
I mean, classics sometimes need not to be revisited. Just leave them like it's classics.
From the interviews I saw, Eddie Murphy said that he you know, they've asked him to do the movie, him and R City. Oh, when's part two coming? For over 30 years, they've been, I mean, not over 30 years.
Yes.
30 years they've been asking them to do this movie. He said he was not going to touch it unless he came up with a dynamic storyline that helped, that added to the first one.
Okay.
Other than that, he wouldn't touch it. He wouldn't want to touch the movie because he didn't want to ruin the classic, because he was like, hey, it's perfect the way it is, even though everyone wants to know what happens in Zamunda.
Which it was perfect.
Yeah, it was perfect, but you know how people are. They fall in love. You know how people are, and you're like that. We all are guilty of falling in love with these characters, and we want to see what the happily ever after looks like. So,
right.
I think maybe, I mean, we saw it was more so. It shouldn't have been called Coming to America. It should have been more so Coming to Zamunda.
Yes.
Because everything took place in Zamunda.
Yes.
So it should have been a culture shock for the son and the mother, which it was a little bit, but I mean, not just becoming a prince and going through these strength tests and courage tests to see if he qualified to be a prince. That's what he had to do in there. It should have been more so like him being the same exact thing that Eddie Murphy did with the reverse coming to Zamunda.
So you powered through.
Oh, I definitely powered through. I wanted to represent and see what it went. I mean, it was predictable.
What did you take? What, coffee? What did you take?
You know, I'm going to blame it on you playing some ball. No. That's what it is. You played some ball, it wore you out.
No, because I didn't fall asleep on that other show we talked about.
So. Oh, okay. Okay, so okay. You didn't fall asleep on that. But to me, it starts in Zamunda. You've seen everything. So what happens, guys, is that, I mean, so the movie starts, like you said, the synopsis is that he needs to find his heir. And it's all crazy how, you know, the father, they know everything. His father, Akeem's father, knows that, which is played by Earl Jones Jr., right? Yeah.
James Earl Jones.
James Earl Jones, yeah.
Right. The voice.
The voice, yeah, I know. The voice, the dog Vader.
Yeah.
So they all know that he has an heir, which he didn't know for some night he was drunk or drugged. Was he drunk or drugged?
I wouldn't know because I didn't get that far.
Got you. But you told me you got to the part where it was like 30, 40, 45 minutes into it where you did see it.
He was in a bed.
Right? No, he wasn't in bed. He was on a couch and he was basically went to clubbing with Eddie Murphy. They tried to and remember when Coming to America, the original, when they went to the club and there was this transvestite and it was supposed to be Eddie Murphy and he was like, oh, I'll take you home, boy.
Yeah, that was Arsenio.
That's what I meant. Arsenio. Yeah, it was Arsenio sitting next to Eddie Murphy. Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they were trying to say it happened that night when they were out clubbing.
Right.
And then they had them dress up again and they almost look like the damn spin image of it too. What they looked like 30 years ago, which is amazing. I mean, these guys look pretty damn good for 30 years, man.
You think they look the same? Are you crazy?
No, I said they look good.
You mean what? When they did the computer generated look of themselves?
Was it computer generated? I don't think so.
When they went back to the scene with him being in the room with the girl,
it wasn't. No, when the room with the girl,
when he smoked, when she was smoking something and blew it in his face.
Yeah. That wasn't.
That was CGI, bro.
You think so? You don't think it was makeup?
There's what? No way.
You don't think so? Anyway,
there's
so,
no way Leslie Jones had him looking like that.
So I see the, I've seen a lot of people. Basically, so the part you said you fell asleep on was the part where the his helper, I don't even know what you call it. The person that was assigned to him.
His concierge?
Concierge, whoever was assigned to the prince.
Right, she gave him that good advice.
Yeah, and in a sense, it's Akeem. It's coming to America in Zumunda, where the prince now is doing exactly what Akeem is doing. He doesn't fall in love with who he's assigned to fall in love to, or which is... Wesley Snipes' daughter.
She was pretty good looking.
Oh, yeah, she was beautiful. And yes. And that's the whole thing too. It was a beautiful cast. I mean, everyone was beautiful. It's the funny thing I heard, and I thought it was hilarious. The reason that the one comedian got into it, which was like the only white character, is because they he said that they would not let them do the movie unless they had one white guy. Yeah, they were like, "Hey, you can't do a movie. This is 1988. You can't do it. You have to have one. You have to have a white guy in it. One white guy." And they pulled out. They gave him like a list of five comedians, and they picked up. They ended up picking up the one comedian.
You mean Louis Anderson?
Louis Anderson, yeah.
But he was in the first one.
No, no, no. I'm saying this is 1988.
Oh, I got you.
They're like, "You can't have an all black movie. No, fucking Africans. You can't have a one." It's crazy. So I thought I was pretty funny. And he was memorable too. I'm surprised they didn't get Samuel Jackson to come back. That would have been funny.
Yeah, yeah. They got Morgan Freeman in there though.
Yeah, they had Morgan Freeman in there. It was just and I give him that. A lot of people said it as well. Eddie Murphy allowed all these comedians to have the spotlight because he wasn't. He didn't have all the funny lines. He let basically everyone that was a comedian get their either their rose, what they're saying, before some of these people pass on, or some the young bloods, he let them have their moments.
Who in the world was that person who let Eddie Murphy know that he had an illegitimate son? That was Arsenio dressed up as someone.
Yeah, so Arsenio.
But who was that?
I think, I don't know. Is it Bubba? They call it Bubba.
I don't know, but right?
It's called Bubba.
He scared me, though.
Like, he scared me. He was in the first one, too.
Was he?
Yes. Yes. That is the funniest character. I'll be telling you, dude, the two characters that they play, our City Hall plays that one, I think, is Bubba. And the other character that Eddie Murphy plays was amazing, Sal. Sal. Salt. Who's the Italian guy that's in the barbershop?
Rocky Marciano. Yeah. I always talk about Rocky Marciano. What do you,
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. And they said the makeup is just the makeup, whoever the makeup artist is, because that's the makeup they've been using for 30 years, man.
Wow.
Amazing.
I let my kids watch Coming to America, the first one first.
Yeah.
And their favorite part out of the whole movie was at the very end when his bride to be, came and showed up, and he married her, and then they were in the carriage riding off, and he was, and she was like, "So you would have really given this all up just for me?" And he goes, "Of course, I'd do that. You want me to do it right now?" And she's like, "This, nah."
Yeah, exactly.
And my kids were like, "Yeah, we felt the same way. We wouldn't give up none of this for anybody."
I hated that part. I thought, gold digger.
Did you really?
Yes, man. I was like, oh. The whole time I was like, no, but I'm not going to lie. That you brought some memories back. I hate it. I was like.
You didn't like her?
I didn't. Because she wasn't crazy. He was fighting for her the whole time, if I recall. Right?
Yes.
And she was giving him the cold shoulder, and she was with the Jerry Cole dude.
She would give him the cold shoulder. She was being monogamous.
She was being monogamous, but she, dude, she was, it, the way she was giving it, was she acting better than him or no? I can't remember. It was
she was nice to him.
She was nice to him, but it was something, I don't know.
Well, he was mopping the floor at McDonald's.
Okay, exactly. Sorry, that's what I'm saying.
Mr. McDowell, I'm sorry. He was mopping the floor at McDowell's. I'm sorry.
Yeah. And Amos, oh gosh, that dude Amos, man. He's like 89, I think, 80 something. He looks good.
He looked good. Hey, I was like, is that CGI too? I don't know.
Nah, it was all him, bro. Amazing. But yeah, I don't know. I didn't really. I liked the princess that he was supposed to marry. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, she was good.
Because it was almost like, you know what I did? I don't know. When I was younger, I was like, man, why here? I was like, why would you come here and get someone that already has it?
Right, right.
Because she's financially set anyway.
Uh-huh.
According to American standards.
Yes.
So it's like, you might as well have found someone that was on humble beginnings and versus someone that already had it. You know what I'm saying?
But he wanted a woman who was independent as well.
Was she independent? She was living with daddy and stuff. Was she not?
But she was opinionated. She wasn't going to bark like a dog and stand on one foot.
But that, hey, to me, that was not saying anything. That's traditional where they are with kings and queens. You know what I'm saying?
What do you want? Anything you want.
Exactly. What do you think you want? Sounds like no arguments, right? So, but it all plays out the same way, though.
I wouldn't know. You got to tell me.
Oh, yeah. So it all plays out the same way because he falls in love, the prince, in the new one, coming to America, the prince, which I think was clever, too. The fact that they put coming to America and not put it the sequel. They put two in there. So it kind of played off words.
They should have made it coming to America and then had an X to America and then wrote in like
Zamunda
right underneath it.
Yeah.
Like, you know.
Yeah, it would have been nice. Zamunda.
Yeah.
But so he ends up falling in love with the
concierge
or whatever.
Of course.
Yeah, exactly. Who knew that? Who didn't know that? And because she had dreams. So it was almost like the same thing in reverse. Now he's the American falling in love with the Zamunda. Yeah. And he's making a Zamunda a princess. And just like Eddie Murphy made an American a princess or now a queen or whatnot.
How would you have fixed that movie if you could have fixed it? If you had a magic wand.
If I could have fixed the movie, I would have
not made it. Go ahead.
I would have just made it either. I would have done one of the two things. Either made it all in America and him going to find his son and made the struggle more of that. So I would have made the son so gold diggish that, oh, yeah, yeah, you guys got me with the money. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it was like so quick to get to Zamunda. It was like, hey, no, your thing. He should have been like, where the hell you been? It should have been more of a struggle to make it more of a drama. So
less comedy, more drama?
To that extent. It would have been just to have a real moments. I think it was almost a win over too quickly. So it was almost like the son was bought over with, oh, my gosh, royalty.
Right.
But who,
right.
I mean, probably who wouldn't, but when he comes down to the principles, if you go to the principles that he ended up having at the end of the movie that he wants to marry, then it didn't add up to, hey, can't buy me, you know.
Especially when they came to look for him and then they went into his home and they had that suitcase. And
that's what I'm saying.
And they dropped they had the gold and all.
Exactly.
That.
He was all, hey, why you think, where you been? Nah, I'm good. We don't need you. Oh, okay. Well, hey, I guess we can get on the first flight, you know, after the suitcase drops. So, you know, I would have made it one or two. I would have either gone that direction or I would have been, hey, come to Zamunda and, like I said, do the complete everything in Zamunda with coming to America, the first one, and make him the Eddie Murphy of it, but him learning their customs and whatever, not just learning to be a prince, but going into the villages and seeing people on that level, not just complete royalty. I'd have made it a complete African experience.
Gotcha. More, I gotcha.
You know.
So what character did you like the most in the show?
Oh, in the movie?
In the movie.
You love saying shows when it's movies.
I know. Hey, you know, I'm not in the acting world, so.
No, but say you love saying it. You were like, hey, I do not, because people are probably listening thinking, hey, did I care a lot? It's a TV show, isn't it? When's the next one coming out? The movie, America, Coming to America. Movie. Wesley Snipes was dope. You said you didn't like him.
I didn't like the whole coming out dancing and hey, hey, hey,
hey. And people are saying, the critics are saying that his accent was more so on point that it made Eddie Murphy and everybody else's accent look terrible because no one focused on it. And when I went back and looked, I'm like, oh shit, these are the same accents they were using back in 1988. Yeah. And people thought it was legit.
Yeah, I could agree with that. I think his accent was pretty good.
Who? Wesley Snipes.
Uh-huh.
And he was committed to the character, man. He was pretty good. He was interesting. He was. People don't realize how great of an actor he is because they just know him for Blade and all the.
Yeah, he had, he had to pay his taxes. Yeah.
Well, and being a combat, you know, being a what do you call it? Not a
action hero.
Action movie star. Action hero movie star. Yeah, yeah.
I love them in Passenger 57.
Yeah. Oh yeah, he's got some classics.
Always bet on black.
Yep. So. Anyway, guys, To me, it is. Thumbs down. It's almost like Fools. It's like, have you seen the reboot of Full House on Netflix?
No.
Okay, so it's a reboot. The reason I say it's a reboot, because here's the thing. He went PG-13 with this.
Okay, yep.
That is probably 90% of what the issue is. So
you think so?
Yeah, because it's not super raunchy or anything like that.
You think it's because of the rating, because of the less raunchiness?
It could have been that. Not taking it, but...
You don't think it could have been a better script?
I have to go back and watch it, because I have to go back and watch it and see. But it could have been... things could have been added to make it
You can
better.
Actually go back and watch that?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You said you can actually go back and watch. You tried to watch it twice, so you should know.
I tried. Listen, my body said, bruh, no.
I'm not, here's the thing. I'm not going to hate on the film, because it is family wholesome, complete. So, you know, I'm not going to say it's garbage, because it's not. There's a lot of terrible things out there. It's good that it's wholesome. It's not.
Okay.
Amazing. It's not great, but it's a good family film.
Let me just say this. Is Eddie Murphy, is he A level or is he B level?
As far as what?
Acting. Career.
Eddie Murphy's A level, man.
Okay. When someone is A level,
okay,
what do you expect all the time?
Do you remember Beverly Hills Cop 3 or or was it 3 that was a bad one?
I liked all of them.
Well, one of them got bad. I think it was one of the one towards the end.
It might have been 3, but yeah, it still was good to me.
Because you just loved Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
So if you love Eddie Murphy, you're going to support it. My thing is, all I'm saying.
I didn't love this.
You don't have to love it. What I liked about it is the reason why. And here's the thing. We can also say this. Is it because, this is what I think. It's 30 years, right, guys?
Yes.
I also mentioned this to my wife. I said, had this been done 2-3 years after, this would have been a knockout. This would have matched the sequel would have matched they made it in 1991.
Yes.
Why?
Same intensity.
Because it's the same intensity, but it's relevant for then. To me, this is a time capsule film that, even though they say it's 30 years, it still has the same flow and the same ambiance of the first movie.
Of the 90s.
Yeah. So now that it comes back to here, it's almost like they're still in the 90s.
Yes.
So you're like, oh, this is still the 90s. They're not referencing, you know, all these other things. They're not referencing these dating apps in it or anything like that. You know, all the technology stuff is not mentioned. Zumundo is in Zumundo, and time hasn't touched it. And even time hasn't, even though they mentioned gentrification in the barbershop and stuff, when they go back and see the old guys, mm-hmm. you don't really see that. What the neighborhood looks like. You don't really see the Starbucks. You don't really see more.
The change.
You don't see all that. You know, the change happening with gentrification, where there's less black people in the neighborhood and whatnot. You're just hearing it, but you're not seeing it. So I think it's a time capsule. Like, if they'd done this 1993, 1994 even, boom, this would have killed it. Because
Eddie, you got to call Reggie next time, all right, Eddie, you got to call Reggie.
Yeah, it's just funny.
Hey, you got to call Reggie next time.
This dude's hilarious.
Eddie Arsenio. Hey,
hilarious.
Call Reggie next time.
Now, call Raymond, because you need a critic that's not going to fall asleep. Call Mr. Knight. But I would say it's a good family wholesome thing. It's PG-13, guys. Your kids are not going to offend. I would say watch it. Like I said, it's a good film. It's not great. It's not amazing. You might not watch it 3-4 times. But if you watch the Coming to America, the first one, you'll watch, you know, it's good to watch this and see how they ended up.
I'm going to tell y'all this right here. Don't even watch it. Just don't. Just listen to this podcast right here. Listen to our reviews, and then you should say, you know what? I'm going to save my time.
Wow.
Unless you guys want to fall asleep, you know, then you should watch it, because you will fall asleep.
Wow. Guys, I'm not with this guy, because at the end of the day, I support
Eddie and Arsenio.
So I want to keep encouraging to make movies.
Tracy Morgan.
Oh yeah, Tracy Morgan. Yeah, he was funny. You were supposed to mention him. Was that your favorite character?
I get everybody pregnant. Yeah, of course.
On that note, guys, we out. Have a great week.
Like,
weekend.
Subscribe, share,
all that good stuff.